Do not be alarmed.
And do not adjust your dial.
You're listening to the all-new The House of Mimosa presents...
Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Shut up right now.
I'm so freaking excited!
That's right, everybody. We're back.
The all-new Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Live all the way from Astoria, New York. We're getting situated with our drinks here.
That's right.
Steven, what are we drinking?
We're having Moscatos. Cheers to you.
Tonight we are having Moscatos, not mimosas.
That's right.
As we used to do. And that is only because we are not recording on Sundays. Our schedules are just too busy.
That's it.
But we'll get into that in a little bit. We're so excited to be back.
We are really excited to be
with
back.
Our podcast, Sunday Morning Mimosa. Uh-huh. Again, I'm Travis.
And I'm Steven.
And again, you guys know us as Sunday Morning Mimosa, or now The House of Mimosa, which is how we, with what we go by now as Anita and Gina.
Yes.
Our live performances, you might know us as The House of Mimosa. I'm a little bit flustered. I'm so excited we're back. It's been so long since we've done this.
It's been a while.
All right, now, does everyone have their drinks? You should definitely be having a beverage while you listen to us, because the more you drink, the more fun will be.
Exactly.
First of all, cheers to you, Steven.
Cheers to you.
Cheers to you.
Cheers to us.
I'm so excited about all that we have achieved and everything that we've done. Thank you to everyone who's listened to us from the beginning and who comes out to see our live shows. And we're just so excited to get back into the podcast. As busy as we are, we're going to try to make sure we're recording and putting out podcasts as frequently and as regularly as possible.
And bringing you new material and
that's right.
That.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We just purchased a whole bunch of storage space for our podcast to be downloaded from. If you know anything about podcasting or anything of that nature, you have to have a lot of space that you have to purchase for... I'm getting into stuff you guys don't even know. Anyway, we've purchased a lot of space, and we've got a lot of room to do stuff. We'll be able to bring you videos through the podcast.
It's like putting everything into a Disney vault.
That's,
let's just say that.
That's right.
That's right.
We've been in the Disney vault for the last, gosh, how long has it been?
God, it's been
two years, maybe?
Maybe two years. Maybe less.
And we've got new people working with us, and we're so excited to have them on board, and you'll hear more about them later. What have we had going on? We're going to give you a quick little synopsis of everything we've got going on. And we know you guys are clamoring to hear from some certain people.
Yes. And they will be coming up.
They'll be coming on. Let's get started. And if you don't hear maybe the people you want to hear today, you will be hearing from them in the coming podcast.
Of course.
But where do we start? I mean, we had been doing the podcast, been going so strong. We were...
For many years.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah.
And we were so fortunate enough to get... so many live performance gigs with our show featuring our characters, Anita and Gina,
our aunts. Our aunts.
Anita and Gina.
That started on the podcast.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so now we're just all over performing with them, doing a lot of private events. Of course, you do passion parties now and spa parties and bingo parties.
Yeah.
So if you want to have Anita and Gina Marie at your event, we would love to have them be there for you. You can just email us.
You just contact us.
That's right. Just email us at the house, that's HAUS, the house of mimosa at gmail.com.
And we love it. I mean,
we're having so much fun.
We're meeting so many great people, and the response has been overwhelming for us, really.
And you can see the live shows every Sunday at our famous weekly brunch at the Out Resorts Kitchen Restaurant on 42nd Street in Manhattan.
That's right.
Between 10th and 11th, and we're there every Sunday about 12 to 3-ish.
Yeah.
And you can call 212-299-8... No, I'm sorry. 212-868-2999 for reservations. And we just started Monday nights back in Astoria.
That's right, at Bud's Ale House.
Yep, for Naked Bingo.
Right on Steinway.
8 o'clock every Mondays. You're going to have a great time. Come out and see us in Astoria.
It'll be a really fun time.
We had our first night there last night.
Exactly.
And how great. So many people came out.
So many great people came out to see us.
Really, if you guys came out to see us yesterday, last night we were there, thank you so much. I was shocked at how many people came and people who hadn't seen one of our shows in such a long time that I was just so happy to see. We really felt very blessed to have you guys
there. It was a blessed night. It really was.
And now, Anita and Gina Marie have their own sandwich board on Steinway Street outside of Bud's Ale House.
And it's a little risque, I gotta say.
It's a little risque. It is. It is a little risque.
I mean, naked wings.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's great. You know, it's really great.
And what else do we have to tell them?
Well,
we're going to Toronto in May.
We're going to Toronto in May. And there's
a gig there.
A lot of other opportunities that will be opening up very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And Anita and Gina also auditioned for America's Got Talent.
Yeah. That was a really fun experience.
It was.
Maybe we could talk a little bit about that because everyone's been asking.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that because I think for the first time in my life as a performer, I felt like I had nothing to lose to go to an audition like
and
that.
And I felt the same way. You know, I had never done anything like that, you know, on my own ever as Steven, you know, so let alone doing the character with you and as a group, you know.
And we, you know, we've got so many good things going on as it is. So, again, like I said, we had nothing to lose and it just felt so good to be there just for the experience.
Of course.
And I kind of felt like nothing bad could happen. We get on the show and that's great, or we don't and that's great.
We get exposure just from the people there and seeing us. And
Which we met a lot of fun, talented people.
We really did.
And
a lot of great, talented people that we heard. And
so here we go. We get there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to swear.
No.
The freaking butt crack of dawn.
Mm-hmm.
It's freaking freezing.
Freaking freezing.
So cold.
We're on the street.
It's me and Steven and our good friend who I wish there was a better title for her because to me she's so much more. But
our production assistant?
She's like our assistant, but so much more than that.
Yes.
Michelle, you guys know from our live shows, Michelle Bachouin.
Yeah.
And we're effing freezing our asses off. At this point, we're not in costume, but we are in full makeup,
yeah.
And 2-3 hours
waiting
outside. At least
2-3 hours outside.
They let us into this big building. What was it?
Oh my God. I mean,
studio,
it was.
A building with studios in it?
Yeah,
I guess?
It was basically like a. God, I don't even know. Just like a
a building that
media
just had tons
center.
Of space.
Yeah, it was huge.
So we had to go through security, and we're at security, and I say to the security guy, we have elaborate costumes to get into.
Yeah.
You know, where can we do that? Now, keep in mind, as you're waiting in line, you don't know what's coming next.
You have no idea what the next level is or what the next room is going to be.
So
or
we had no idea if we were going to step in, and there we are auditioning in front of producers, which we should tell you, this was a very preliminary audition.
Yes.
The celebrity judges were not there. This was all for producers.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't know what to expect. So the security guy said to us, well, you should go get into costume now before we get into the building. So
we said, where would the most appropriate place for us to get into costume be, sir?
So he says, you know, there's some bathrooms down the hall.
And they're like, okay.
So me and Steven and Michelle go down the hall to the men's room, which there's a line. We push our way through the line.
And, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that we've gotten ready in a bathroom. Well,
this is the first time we got ready in a bathroom like this.
Like this.
So we get in, and luckily the handicap stall is open. And thank you to all the handicap people in your extra-large wheelchairs, because Steven and I had to squish ourselves into the handicap stall to get into costume. Now, if you've seen us live or seen pictures of us, you know, we both have huge hair. Anita's not the slimmest of girls, and I wear that huge tutu.
Yeah.
Now, that would be fine to be in that stall. It wasn't horrible, but the sludge on the floor.
It was disgusting.
I don't know if there had been a rock concert in that bathroom the night before, a gangbang. I don't know if they were recreating the scene from The Accused with Jodie Foster, but it was disgusting.
It was really... I've never seen anything like that, actually. I mean, there must have been many thousands and thousands of people going through that bathroom.
I don't know what
so
was going on.
So, here we are, trying to get costumes on, trying to get tights on. I mean, we were using our shoes as our feet, really, in order to not touch the ground.
Yeah, so we were like hovering.
Oh, my God.
Now, we do a pretty good job, and I get to the point where I have to put on this huge tutu.
Oh, my
gosh. And again, if you've seen it, it's monstrous. And I'm like, this can't touch the floor. And Steven is like saying, you can't, that cannot touch the floor.
It cannot touch the ground.
It will get nasty.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you know, it would have been filth.
Ruined.
We would have been covered
ruined.
In filth.
So I had to get my big ass up on top of the toilet. I'm standing on the toilet.
Oh, no.
And yes, I could see into the stalls next to us. And Steven held out the tutu, and I jumped into it, basically. Okay, so flash forward. We were in costume. We get to go in past security.
Yeah.
And we're waiting in another line.
Waiting and waiting and waiting. Yeah. But so, the people that we met in that room...
Well, we freaking couldn't move 2 feet because our costumes are like day glow. And, you know, I'm like 8 foot tall in costume. And,
Between our hair and everything else.
And everyone kept coming up to us wanting pictures. Everybody wanted pictures.
Everybody. Which is very nice. And we, you know, I mean, the response from people was so amazing. And sweet.
Yeah, and I was just a miserable bitch because...
No, you weren't. You
I was trying to stay focused. We were nervous. And don't forget, I had busted my pinky toe.
True.
I had basically broken my pinky toe the night before. And I'm just not... And plus, I was very out of my element. I was really out of my element in this situation.
I mean, we both were. We've never really... I mean, the only history I've ever had is auditioning for musical theater, and that's totally different.
Yeah. So I was a little... if you know me, I'm a little bit controlling. And since I had no control of the situation, I was really out of my element. Mm-hmm. And, again, we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know when they called our number, what was happening.
True.
This room was full of people. They had a stage area where people were performing, and we didn't know, is that the auditions? We had no idea. Yeah. Cameras were all around filming everything. And finally, our number gets called. And we go into another small room with a whole bunch of other numbers that had been called at the same time.
Yeah.
And we had to split ourselves up according to acts. So... We went in not as singers. We went in as comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and explained a little bit about that we do an act and there is music involved, but it is mostly comedy.
Right.
You know.
So, she says, okay, well, I'm just going to put you down under variety acts or whatever.
Yeah.
So, we get into another line. They take us with, I think, two or three other groups.
Mm-hmm. Outside.
Outside. To another... Down an avenue.
Oh, jeez.
Into a warehouse. Like, warehouse.
Warehouse. It had to be. This freezing
is where,
cold.
Well, I think this must be where big tours rehearse in Manhattan. So, like, when, you know, a Lady Gaga goes on tour, this must be where they set up the stage and they rehearse inside.
And they mark the ground and they do this or that.
Because it was huge, just open space that was kind of curtained off and roomed off. For these separate little auditions to go on.
Yeah.
Now, at this point, we're rambling, and I should make a long story short, but this is where it gets exciting. So we're waiting, and at this point, they're not calling people by number. I'm assuming they must be calling people by what they do. So the producers are looking at the audition forms and reading the descriptions of what the acts are and calling them in based on what they want to see.
True.
So we waited for a while, a long while. We saw groups go in, groups come out, groups go in, groups come out, don't call us, we'll call you type of thing.
And we're like, oh my god, I'm so nervous, they haven't called us yet, what does this mean, you know.
So finally we get to go in, and we fucking sucked. I was really disappointed with our audition.
I wouldn't say we sucked, but I think that we weren't as on as we could have been.
You know, they tell you you have 90 seconds, so we're trying to give as much as we could in 90 seconds.
True.
So we were trying to set up a story. We sang a little bit of a number. The good thing is we didn't get cut off. They wanted to see the whole thing.
Exactly.
And I just, like you said, I just felt like we weren't on like I wished we had been.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson learned. We know next time if we're ever doing an audition like that
to
be a little bit more rehearsed. Because I don't know if you guys know, but a lot of what we do is improv.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to take that element away.
Mm-hmm.
And so we...
We wanted it to be fresh, but also be on.
Right.
You know?
So we had blocked out what the idea was that we wanted to do,
but
it just wasn't as tight as I would have liked it. So we finished our audition. They asked us a whole bunch of questions. We were in there for quite some
about
time.
About how we started
they
and this and
the
that.
They asked about the podcast. They asked about, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. And that felt good. That felt positive.
They were interested in what we were doing. It was different.
So they said, okay, thank you very much. So we step out of that room. And there's a woman that was monitoring who was going into audition and, you know, who was coming in and out of the room.
Mm.
So as we go to leave, she tells us to wait a minute, which was different than we had seen happen before.
Yeah.
And she has a radio on her ear that she's hearing from people from. I'm assuming
the producers in the room. Yeah.
So she says, wait right here. So we're waiting and some groups come in and some groups go out and some groups come in and some groups go out and we're waiting. And
she rounds everybody up.
Right.
And
a dance group came out.
Yeah.
And we're kind of standing with them, and she says, okay, thank you, everybody. You could all go ahead and leave. We're all set. And Steven's like, all right, bye. And I was like, girl, no.
This can't be.
We're too good. So I went up to her, I said, are you set with us then? And she said, hold on a second. She writes down on a piece of paper and hands to me this piece of paper she wrote on, and she said, they want to see more from you. but I don't want to say that in front of all these people that are being asked to leave.
Yeah.
So, of course, we got all excited.
So we're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right. That's so big. That's so huge. We're so excited. Oh, my God. So, like, we're waiting again, and two or three or four more people go in and come out and go in and come out. And we're like, are we supposed to still wait here? What's going on? You know. And she finally says, let me go check again. And then finally she comes back out, and she says, they want you to go back to the other building. Right. So, again.
And it must have been another production assistant came exactly. and got us.
Mm-hmm.
Took us back to the other building that we're in, where they had, like, this staged area set up with an audience of people that were friends and family waiting for people who are auditioning.
Of course.
So we get there, and the producers that are in that room say, they told us you should do your performance on our stage. And we're like, oh,
and we're
okay.
like, all right, we can do it.
So they throw us up there, and as we walk up there, people start screaming for us just based on, I guess, our costumes, which
yeah,
is so
fun. Yeah, it was
fun.
Really funny. It was overwhelming,
right.
actually.
We start to do our shtick, and the producers, about 30 seconds in, cut us off.
Yeah, they're like,
everyone's
laughing.
No. Yeah. Everyone's loving it. Everyone's laughing so hard. They love it. You know, and we were doing our shtick about who Anita and Gina Marie are, and,
where we
you
come
know,
from.
Their all-night strut days, and yeah. Anita modeling for JCPenney's, and Gina Marie working at Aphrodite Construction yeah. Lumber, Greek Italian restaurant, you know, all that. And so we get cut off, and the producers say, you know, they call us off stage. Everyone starts booing because
yeah,
they
didn't
want
so
us
upset.
To leave.
They didn't realize what was going on. And so it turns out that the producers wanted to mic us and put mics on us in yeah. order for us to be heard for the cameras.
And they didn't just put mic us. They mic'd us. Like, they yeah. wired it up through our costumes
yeah.
and taped it behind our ear. And, like,
yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah.
So we get back out there and do the whole spiel again, and that went really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were finished with that, we were done for the day after being there for 10 hours.
Yeah.
And we still haven't heard back from them yet, which
no.
is fine. We will or we won't, whatever.
Yeah.
But the most exciting thing, I think...
We still have time, though. They did say, you know, they would get yeah. in touch with us until maybe the end
we
of
might
April.
Be too busy at this point, girl.
Hey.
Yeah. So, as we're leaving, I get a message on my phone that says we have a new Twitter message.
A tweet. If you want
a
to call it that.
So, I log in, and it says that America's Got Talent tagged us in a tweet.
Yeah.
So I look at it, and it says, laughter could be heard all over New York due to the comedic genius of the House of Mimosa, with a picture of us as Anita and Gina Marie. It was awesome.
That was
awesome.
That was great.
That was
I mean,
so
that was
cool.
the highlight of the day, because it really,
well,
it
I
was
think
the
it was
recognition
only,
that we would have liked
and
to
they
have.
I don't believe
yeah.
that anything else was posted that day. I think one or two other things from that audition was posted.
Yeah.
Out of thousands and thousands of acts auditioning,
yeah.
we were one of two or three that they posted
Maybe
about
yeah,
and put a picture that was so awesome.
Yeah, it was really great.
It was
so, awesome. I mean,
hello.
If anything comes of it, that,
hello?
That yeah. came of it. And
oh.
What happened?
Wait.
Hi, guys.
They're here.
We're here.
Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Please welcome our aunts, Anita M. Buffum.
And Gina Marie Ritali.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God.
Hi,
so
Aunt Anita.
Isn't it?
Oh, I can't believe it.
How great is this?
I can't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Aunt Gina Marie.
Look at them.
Oh,
guys.
Come here,
Trey. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. You guys are so funny.
Yeah, oh, these drinks.
Oh,
yeah. You can have these.
Oh, look at these beautiful glasses.
All right, everybody settle down. All right.
Well, these
right,
are our glasses that,
yeah,
that
Kelly
gorgeous.
Had made for us.
Kelly made these for
yeah,
us.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm so glad that
yeah.
Michelle got Bannister. Them here.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she got
yeah,
them
well,
here.
Well, I told her. I said, we're coming to do the new Sunday Morning Emotions. So
yeah. And she brings
we
them.
We got to have all our stuff.
And
Michelle,
she brings them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Oh, she's
yeah,
so
Michelle
good.
Brought them for you.
She's so
now,
good.
Now, ladies, we're so excited to have you here.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great to be here.
Brand new. The House of Mimosa presents Sunday Morning Mimosa,
oh
the
my God,
podcast.
It's been so long.
So great to be back.
We want to hear from you guys about the Oscars. We know you
oh,
just
yes.
did live video stream commentary about the Oscars.
Oh, honey.
What was your thought on the Oscars? We're going
well,
to
so
leave
much.
The floor to you.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, ladies.
All right.
Yes.
What are your
All right,
thoughts?
We can do this.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're showgirls.
Oh, God. I mean,
you know,
we know a few things about, you know, telecasts and this thing and that
well,
thing.
Well, I mean, it's not like we... I mean, I did one time...
Well,
I mean, I didn't...
You did?
Well, it's not like... I mean, I was supposed to host it.
When?
Well, I mean, I didn't.
Oh.
I mean, I, you know, I dreamed I wished I had. Well, but no, but it's very, I mean, the Oscars are normally very exciting.
Oh,
I mean,
I've always
all
thought.
The awards, I mean,
I mean,
know,
I've watched every know. Award ever since back
well,
in the day.
Well, back in the day, the late, the Little Miss, the, well, first of all, Little Miss Atay and Lee.
Yeah.
You know, it was an award ceremony.
Oh, it really was.
And then, of course,
I mean, it wasn't telecasted, but yeah, no.
Well,
it
was the one time they did the, They you know, they always put a lot in the papers. A lot
well,
of pictures
true.
And all that.
Lots of photographs yeah, and all that.
You remember the public broadcast? They came down one time and did a piece on me. Because I had won Grand
well,
Supreme 5 years in a row.
Well, they, yeah, they did. I mean,
yeah.
you know, it was
well,
public
yeah,
access, though.
Well, yeah,
that's
well,
public
no,
access.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't
that's
like...
That's just public access.
It wasn't like it was The View or something.
No,
but, you know,
of course not. Oh,
no.
God, could you imagine? Oh, could
you
imagine?
You and me on The Views.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh,
honey.
God.
Could you see it now? We could do a whole round table.
I mean, well, I think we'd be more like that Hoda Kotb well,
yeah.
and Kathy Lee
oh,
Giffords.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How do you say her name?
Hoda Kotb.
No, honey.
Yeah. I think it's African or something from the African
but,
continent.
Hoda, isn't it Hoda Kotb?
No, no, honey.
Hoda Kotb.
No.
Yes, honey, Hoda Kotb.
It looks like that, but it's not like that. It's spelt like that, but it's not that.
Oh, it's pronounced different?
Because
the dialect of
yeah,
the
no,
African
I
descent?
Think Kathy Lee Gifford had problems with it, too, first. But no,
right.
it's...
Well, she's drunk most of the time.
Well, true, but we're not. Oh,
I'm not drunk.
Oh, no, no. Well,
no, I mean, I have my medication I'm on for my... low blood sugars, you know, I gotta be on,
well,
you know, Vicodin for
that. I'm not saying they're drunk, I'm just saying they like to have a glass of wine or two during a broadcast. Mm. You know, it's, I mean, that's normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are we talking about? Oh, the Oscars.
Oh my God. Well.
Well, that's Seth MacFarlane.
That's Seth MacFarlane. What a cutie.
Let's
what
talk.
A cutie.
Let's go beat to Seth MacFarlane. I mean, my God, he's so freaking gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And the most gorgeous voice I've ever heard in my life.
Well,
not the most gorgeous I've ever heard in my life. But,
no, but
I
back
mean,
to old school Hollywood, I felt like I was right I mean, there with the Rat Packies.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Bublé better watch out.
He better watch out. And because then you got the Harry Potters there.
Yeah. Oh,
and you got
about,
that Michael,
well,
you know, with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
No, I don't.
What do you
they're
mean,
all right.
no?
I mean, they're all right.
He
they're...
was playing Robin in Batman's, and you're not going to
yeah,
think
know,
that that's cute?
It's not a musical. We're talking about their singing capabilities.
Well, he was in another movie where he sang.
Well, I mean, but he's not like Seth MacFarlane.
No.
I mean, and, you know, Josh Groban better just call it quits right now.
They better
now.
Be careful.
Josh Groban, I mean, he's going to be gone.
What
I
are
mean,
you talking
be...
about Josh Groban I mean, like that for?
Well, you got Michael Bublé, and now you got Seth MacFarlane.
Oh,
no room.
They can't touch
There's
Mike.
There's no room.
They can't touch Michael Bublé, and they can't touch Josh Groban's. They can't touch my Josh Groban.
Well, Seth MacFarlane might.
No, he couldn't.
And he's got the
no,
looks, honey.
No, Josh Groban has a voice like an angel. There's nothing... It's as if God sent down his energy into Josh, and now it's coming out through his mouth. There's only one other person I feel that way, and that's Celine Dion's.
Well, you love Celine Dion's.
I love Celine's.
You love Celine Dion's.
Oh, I love Celine's.
Now, how about... What did you think about when... Shirley Bassey came out.
Now that was a highlight of the whole night.
Now, oh God, you have to see it. You have to see Miss Shirley Bassey.
How could you not know
she's
who Shirley Bassey was? She
she's
sang all
legend.
Of the
oh,
007
God.
Feature
oh, God.
Songs for years.
I mean, not as good as I sing it, but well, she can hold, oh my God. Well, she's about 30, 40 years older than we are.
Oh God, forget about it.
She's like about 90
I mean, she's, no, I don't know if she's that old, honey.
Well, she might be that
She
old.
May be in her 80s, but I mean, an 80s looking like that.
Oh
my
God.
And then you had Jennifer Hudson. Oh my
well,
God.
I just think she could stand to lose a few more pounds. That's all.
What are you talking about?
She
stood up there looking
pounds.
Gorgeous.
Well, I mean, come on, honey.
I mean, Adele was up there, honey, and she did not. She looked like she
well,
was
I mean,
too tuntessy. I mean, I shouldn't talk bad about nobody. I really
Especially
shouldn't.
The way that you've gained so much weight. I mean,
it's
come
true.
On.
Oh,
that's
God.
The horse calling the kettle black.
Well, that's true, honey. I mean, I did gain a lot of weight this summer. And
this
now,
summer?
Well,
honey, that was just the start of it.
Well, there was a start, and then there was Christmas time.
Well, please. What, you didn't have nothing for Halloween? Your favorite holiday?
Of course I have the candies. I love my Butterfingers. Nobody better lay a finger on it. I know it. But what am I supposed to do?
And then Thanksgiving?
Oh, well, you know, I'm just skipping over it.
I mean, come on.
By Christmas, I gained more weight.
Oh, the New Year's, hello.
Well, that's a different story.
Those drinks have calories, honey.
Oh, and you're not having drinks?
Honey, I run the weight loss group. You know this.
Well, yeah, of course.
Light as a feather.
Yeah.
And I have to be an inspiration to those girls.
Well, you do.
You know, so I live by my rule. Eat half now, and then the other half whenever you want.
That's right. And I think it's a really great motto. It really
I
is.
I just think you should be watching your weight, especially now that Vicky's in town.
Vicky the slut?
You know who I'm talking about, honey. And it's pronounced DeSloot.
Oh, please. Tomato, tomato. Really? You're going to bring her up? Well, out of all these people.
I'm trying to help you out, honey, because you're gaining weight and she's hanging out with Frankie.
Please, I got it in all the great spots.
Well, I just think it's nice, though, that Frankie, you know, has remained friends with her. I just think it's nice.
You think that's nice?
Well, he doesn't have many friends, honey.
Oh, he doesn't got friends. Oh. He doesn't got friends?
Well, I guess if you count the girls at Amato's Family Restaurante Barn Stripper Room, please. Then he does have friends.
Those aren't friends. Those are acquaintances.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure of it.
All right. Well.
Yeah, no. I mean, he gets along with everybody. Everybody loves him. But, you know, what are you going to do? We're talking about the damn Oscars.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are we talking about my husband?
I'm sorry.
No, we have to talk about Barbra Streisand.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Dedicating that beautiful song, The Way We Were, to Marvin Hamlisch. Oh, God. But, I mean, she's lost her belt. She's lost it.
Do you think she's out of practice?
Well, she only performs once every year. I mean, if that. I mean, I don't know how she does it, but, well.
She looked gorgeous.
No, I don't know. She looked too much like she took Cher's jewelry and put it on herself. I didn't like it.
You know who I loved?
Who?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
What?
Oh, so gorgeous.
You mean to tell me that you enjoyed their production of Catherine Zeta-Jones lip-syncing, coming out of the ground, doing all that jazz?
Honey. You're just upset because you always wanted to sing that song.
Well, I've always wanted to play that part.
Well, you don't have the vocals to do it. You don't have the vocal chops.
What are you talking about? She doesn't have the vocal chops.
That's Broadway, honey.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is not Broadway. Cheetah Rivera is Broadway. Bebe Newhart is Broadway. Catherine Zeta-Jones is not Broadway.
Well, who didn't you list there? Jeannie Marie Ritali. Jeannie Marie Ritali is... You could have done that.
Oh, I'm going to try it.
You could have done it just as well as Catherine Zeta.
I should have.
Not better, but just as well.
Well, just as well, maybe. But I have to tell you, she got up and she freaking lip-syncs, and then all those people sing live.
What's wrong with lip-syncing? Beyonce's lip-synced.
Please. You're doing a number. You're not even dancing. You're not even dancing. And you can't lip-sync
there.
What
is Beyonce?
I have never saw somebody lip-sync to all that jazz. Oh, well, maybe Katie Holmes. Oh, yeah.
Katie Holmes?
Yeah, she did it for some stupid event, something somewhere.
What's she sitting there for?
Who knows? She's stupid.
What's she sitting there for?
She's dumb.
Well, it's so dumb that you didn't have Tom Cruise's baby. That's smart.
Well,
that's smart.
That is smart.
That's smart.
That is smart.
That's smart.
She's got some good junk
in
her.
That's smart.
Uh-huh.
Good
for
her.
Oh, yeah. Good for her.
She's set for life. She's set for life.
Did you hear the story about Jennifer Lawrence?
Who?
Jennifer Lawrence, who won for Best Actress.
No, what happened?
All right. Well, her. And Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Jeannie Marie's got all the gossip.
Oh, I
got
know
all the good gossip. What, did you pick up page 6 on the way over?
No, I actually...
At the salon? Were you down at Sheer Fantasy?
Well, no, what happened was...
Your hair is extra bright today.
Oh, is it? Well, I didn't realize that, you know, I forgot that we're not doing videos. You know, it's a podcast.
Oh, yeah, this is just a podcast.
A podcasting. Yeah, yeah. So I wasn't sure. So, you know, I got my hair did today.
Yeah.
But the girls were telling me that Jennifer Lawrence was backstage with that George Stephanopoulos.
Who?
Boy. George Stephanopoulos.
From Full House?
No, honey, that's John Stamosy. No, George Stephanopoulos is from the GMAs.
Oh, Good Morning America.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
And so Jennifer Lawrence was talking to George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, all right. The girl from Harry Potter.
No, Jennifer Lawrence is the one from that silver...
Pen Linings Playbook.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, with the Robert De Niro.
Oh, God. All right.
Gorgeous.
Who was robbed.
Robbed.
Okay.
Robbed.
All right. All
robbed.
All right. All right.
Okay. So, all right. So she's backstage talking to him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, who comes up behind her? And George Stephanopoulos says, don't turn around right now.
The Grim Reaper.
But no, Jack Nicholson.
Shut the hell up.
Jack Nicholson. She almost shit her pants.
Well, what was he doing?
He wanted to tell her that he loved her.
Wait a minute. Who'd you hear this from?
I heard it from Antoinette Giordano. And then I went home and I looked it up on the interwebs. And it was true. I saw the video and everything. So there's Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden... George Stephanopoulos says, don't turn around, but guess who's behind you? And she says, who? And he says, Jack Nicholson. She almost shit her pants.
Well, I wouldn't have been surprised. She fell right down there. She fell right on the stairs.
Terrible. She turns around, and Jack Nicholson tells her, honey. He says, honey.
Do your impression. You do it so good. Do it. You do it so good.
So he says, honey, you were so good in your movie, Silver Panty Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the story of his life, really. I mean...
Oh, is it?
Yeah, well, Silver Lining Panty Playbooks, of course, honey. Well, he was a big playboy.
I saw the preview. I haven't seen the whole thing.
All right.
Yeah.
So, all of a sudden, he says, he was like, you were so good in the movie, right? So he says, you're so good in the movie. And all of a sudden, she says, oh my God, thank you so much. Oh my God, I've never met you before. He goes, oh, well, you know, you're meeting me. And he says to her, you look like my girlfriend. She goes, oh, I do. Oh my God. And she says, your girlfriend right now or in the future? And he says, well, could be.
So what do you think that means?
I don't know, honey. Well, then all of a sudden she said, could be. And then all of a sudden he goes, well, you never know, right? So he walks away and he doesn't fully leave yet. And she goes, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And like makes a huge deal. He comes even back and goes, well, I'll see you later then. Oh my God. She said, can I see you later then?
Oh my. You think they're going out the other day?
Oh, well, I don't know. I hope so.
Look, we could check the news.
Now that I think about it, though, she's only about 24 years old, honey. I mean, that's not right. That wouldn't be right.
Well, I'm with an older man.
Well, honey, Jack Nicholson, though, is in his 70s, honey.
But my husband is significantly older than me. Mr. Buffum.
Oh, well, honey.
Is significantly older than me.
Just because he's a plastic surgeon to the stars of Astoria doesn't mean he's that much older. I mean, he looks very good.
He's older than me, though. Just because he doesn't look it.
He's not in his
80s. What are you saying? I hate this double standard. What, a girl can't date an older guy?
But
Courtney Loves Cox can date a younger guy?
Oh, come on. What are you talking about? I don't care. I'm just saying, he's an old man.
Demi Lovato Moore, can date a younger guy?
Well, of course.
Anita Buffum, if I want to date an older guy, then it's not all right.
Well, I think it's different.
Is that what you're saying?
I think it's different. I think that if the guy is older, it's not right. But if I think the woman is older, then it's fine.
Well, you are 9 months older than Frankie.
Well, I am a little bit older, but...
You can see it in your crow's feet.
Where?
On your face, honey.
No, it's just. I don't believe in
that. I mean, Frankie's got very good skin for a man of his age and for being an alcoholic.
What are you talking about?
Your husband, Frankie.
He's not an alcoholic.
Honey.
He enjoys having some drinks with the guys.
Some drinks?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't call him an alcoholic. We're Italian.
Well, you know who I think was drunk?
Who?
Anne Hathaway's.
Oh, God. No, she wasn't.
The way she spoke to her statue.
What?
Did you? Oh, holding it like it was a baby, saying...
What's wrong with that?
Holding it like a baby, saying, oh, we did it. Or it came true. Oh, please.
Well, wouldn't you say it came true? I mean,
not
that's
in front
of
all those people. I tell you, her best acting was that night. She was robbed. I'm sorry. I am sorry. But Sally Fields...
Oh.
No, I couldn't get through the first five minutes of Lincoln.
No, we couldn't watch Lincoln.
We tried to watch Lincoln's, but we ended up watching... The Colored's Purple, which I thought was fantastic.
It was
the perfect mesh of Anna Green Gables and Sleeping with the Enemy.
True.
But I will tell you, the previews that I saw of Lincoln's, they had Sally Fields for playing Mary Stuart Todd Masterson Lincoln.
Yeah.
She should have won.
No, she should have.
I mean, other than she should have done a little more research as far as the look goes.
True.
Because, I mean, hello, Michelle Obama.
Oh, well, yeah, no. Like, I mean,
her
she
style,
stepped it up.
Her style.
She stepped
I mean,
it up
Mary
this year.
Todd Stewart, Masterson Lincoln's. She should have a little more style than that.
She should.
As a first lady.
She should have.
But she stole that from Sally Fields. She stole it from her. I don't like it one bit.
Well, honey, it wasn't her year. You know, and maybe Sally Field will have another, maybe she'll be the new Meryl Streeps.
Oh, please.
Well,
Meryl Streep is a new Meryl Streep.
Well, that's true. Oh, God, and how gorgeous did she look
coming out. Well, that haircut.
Yeah, well.
I mean, an older lady like you should cut her hair, but that was too much.
Do you think I could pull that kind of hair off?
I mean,
under the ears?
Let's put it this way. If you cut off your hair right now, I don't think it would be any worse than it is now.
No. What are you talking about? Well, you know whose hair I did love?
Who?
Jane Fonda's. Oh!
That yellow dress. Can we talk about that yellow dress?
Now,
wait, hold on. Cheers for that yellow
cheers
dress.
Cheers for the yellow dress.
Oh, God. So gorgeous.
Let me just tell you.
Oh.
I need that dress for when Tina Marie gets married. No matter when
oh,
it
no,
is.
You can't. That color? No, you can't pull that off.
What's wrong with that color?
No, not with your skin tone.
Oh, no. I'm too olive.
No. Yeah, well, it's a little bit like, you know, a dried olive color. Dried up olive. You can't do that. You can't wear yellow with dried up olive.
Like a raisin in the sun.
Well, more dried
golden
olive.
Raisin.
A little golden raisin dried up a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, I can see that.
You need a jacket with your arms, you know. Your arms, you need a jacket.
What's wrong with my arms?
Well, you know, you always complain about your fedoras.
Oh, well, that's true. But I am trying. I mean, sometimes people say I have Michelle Obama's arms, but I don't.
It must be the lighting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know. And I have that birthmark.
I thought that was a hairy mole. Is that a birthmark?
No, well, yeah, it's a little bit of a birthmark.
That thing you asked me to pull the hairs out of?
Shh.
That's a birthmark or a mole?
Well, yeah, no, well, it's just a dark spot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no.
Oh, well.
I mean, I can see why
people... You've got to wear something that's more chartreuse. You need a chartreuse color.
What's that?
Chartreusey.
Who?
The color.
What is it?
It's a color.
But what does it look like?
I don't know. It sounds fancy.
It's pink?
I think it's like a fuchsia.
Oh, well, I could wear fuchsias. I mean, we wear stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, chartreuse, and you wear... You know you've been dead to David's Bridal. You love David's Bridal.
You know I love David's Bridals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Or you could go, you know, colonial, like, you know, last century. You could do, like, the Les Mis's.
Oh, speaking of Les Mis's. Now, they came out and they sang. Hugh Jackman actually gave me some chills.
Hugh Jackman was fantastic.
Ah, good for him.
That vibrato was so thick, you could cut it with a butter knife.
Yeah. You could. I'm sure Barbara Streisand was melting.
Hello? Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
And his beast of a wife must have been sweating.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Really?
And then Anne Hathaway comes
out. Which I gotta tell you, I had no idea.
What? Tell me.
That Hugh Jackman was married to Miss Piggy.
Oh, could you believe how gorgeous Miss Piggy looked? I've never seen her with a ponytail.
Honey,
I couldn't believe it. I mean, how did they make her look so real this time?
I never thought she appeared as a real person.
I couldn't believe that. Could you?
I had no idea.
Well,
must because now that Jim Henson is, you know, gone.
And I've never really seen Miss Piggy in a pantsuit.
No, well, very smart.
Oh!
Very smart.
Very smart and all in black.
Yeah. Black is slimming.
Very incognito.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah. It's very slimming when you're an all cognito.
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved every bit of it.
Yeah. Now, Les Mis, when that girl came out, the mean girl, what's her name?
Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what's going on there. She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
She's freaking gorgeous.
But can't sing a lick.
Well, they should have had Catherine Zeta-Jones do it.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Well, she can carry it better than she could.
Honey, Catherine Zeta-Jones was lip-syncing.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, that's true. I mean, I don't know where that vibrato came from.
And I gotta tell you, Les Mis wouldn't hurt if Les Mis had a little bit of a razzmatazz number in it.
Yeah, well,
a showstopper.
I mean, that was the showstopper, honey. But apparently, Anne Hathaway was saying they had never really sang all together once. So that was the first time, so they were very excited about it.
Somebody I saw on the interwebs about a musical... this is what it was. One of the actors from the movie Across the Universe.
Yes.
This is who it was. Who's the one that dated the Marilyn Mansons? The musical serial killer.
The burlesque girl?
Rachel Evan Woods. Rachel Woods or something.
Yeah.
She posted online, if she heard one more person talk about how Les Mis is the first... musical movie that recorded live their vocals.
She said it was wrong.
Yeah, it was Across the Universe. Across the Universe recorded their live vocals live.
Get out of town.
That's what she says.
Love that movie.
That's what she says.
That was a good movie.
Well, that's what she says.
The Beatles musical.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah.
That Evan Rachel Woody's is really good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I enjoyed her.
How exciting are the Oscars?
Oh, so nice. I mean, they were really exciting, but it was a little bit boring.
There was no good speeches. No good speeches.
Everybody seemed rehearsed.
Oh, Lincoln did a good speech.
Oh, he did.
He had a good speech.
He had a good one.
Yeah, Lincoln had
had a good speech.
Yeah.
He was good. Honey, the Golden Globes and the Grammys are so much better.
So much better. We love the Golden Globes and the Grammys.
Oh, God.
You know, The Amy Faye and the Tina Polas are so good.
Oh, they're so fantastic.
Weren't they so funny?
They need to do
the
Oscars.
They did a good job.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they were asked to do the Oscars next year.
They should. They got to liven it up.
They got to do it.
And then you got the Grammys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Grammys.
Those were fun, too. But that Rihanna and Chris Brown's.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Leave them after 25 years? Rihanna, she can't just leave them after how many years they've been together.
Honey, what are you talking about?
Well, no, I'm just saying that, you know, she can't just up and leave a man if that's, you know, she's been professing her love to him for so long, you know. You know how it is. Right? Well, honey, let's just talk about the Oscars. Let's go back to the Oscars.
All right.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were if you were nominated and won an award, what would you say? What would your speech be?
Oh, honey, I don't know.
Let's do it.
What do you mean?
Let's do it.
Well, I don't know what I would say.
Let's do it.
I mean, I don't know what I would tell anybody.
All right, let's do it. Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen. What award would you be up? We'll do Frankie's Lovers.
What?
Frankie's Best Lover Award. There you go.
What?
All right. Your husband, Frankie, Best Lover.
Oh,
all right.
Geez.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next award up is for Frankie Ritali's Best Lover.
Oh, God.
Within the last year.
What?
And the nominees are... By day, an at-home mother. By night, shift leader and head dancer at Amato's Family Ristorante Bar and Stripper Room, Dina Dici. Jersey girl, born and raised, now living in the heart of Astoria, and president of the Astoria School for Girls PTA, Ronnie DeLuca Lazzaretti. Stricken with Down syndrome and struggling to cope with life, this recent high school graduate won't let anything keep her down. Dreaming of superstardom while bagging groceries for tips at the local Stop and Shop, Alfreda Grossa Forza.
What? Who?
Urban mother of six, and teller at the OTB on Ditmars, Cicely... What's her last name, honey? Cicely...
Tyson.
Cicely Tyson, current public favorite, and all the way from her showgirl career in Vegas, Frankie's long-lost love, Vicky DeSloot.
DeSlut. It's pronounced DeSlut.
And current wife, spending her days financially and physically supporting Frankie and their family, and known for her homemade sauce... while living in the shadow of her best friend, Gina Marie Ritali. And the envelope, please. Oh, this is so exciting, I can almost burst.
Oh, God, is it? Oh!
Let's see here.
Well, don't rip
it. Well, this is probably not who would actually win, but ladies and gentlemen.
Who is it?
Frankie's best lover of over the past year, Gina Marie Ritali.
Oh, God. What a night. I won't forget. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it. Me! I've never been a winner. Oh God, for my life.
Well, we're just playing pretend.
Well, oh God, I gotta thank my mother and my father, who never thought I'd amount to anything in life.
Oh, Angela and Angelo D'Angelo.
Yes. And, well, thanks to my two kids who are good for nothings, but you know, what are you gonna do? You know, they couldn't even be here tonight. But, and also my husband Frankie, of course, you know, because if it wasn't for him, then I probably wouldn't have gotten this award, and for his true timing, and for his, you know, extensive abuse for all these many, many years of, you know, but we don't have to go into all that, but I just want to thank you all for finally seeing who I am, and giving me this prestigious award tonight.
We're just pretending.
Honey. Oh, are we? And thank you, and to the women of Astoria, New York, I share this with you. To all the people of Astoria, because you must like me. You must, right? Really like me. I'm forever yours. Faithfully.
Wondering where I am, lost with.